The summer of 2020 marked a turning point in America's racial consciousness, as COVID-19 disproportionately devastated Black communities and the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor sparked nationwide protests, a critical question emerged. Why weren't Black experts leading conversations about issues affecting Black Americans? The Black Agenda answers this call, bringing together brilliant Black scholars across disciplines to address America's most pressing challenges. What makes this collection revolutionary isn't just its content, but its fundamental premise. Black expertise matters because it combines rigorous academic knowledge with lived experience of racial inequality. This isn't merely about problems. It's a blueprint for solutions that center Black humanity while benefiting everyone. When we design systems that work for those most marginalized, we create a society that works better for all. While everyone faces the same weather events, their impacts vary dramatically across communities. Dr. Marshall Shepard's weather-climate gap concept shows how Black communities face worse outcomes from identical storms due to historical displacement. Hurricane Katrina demonstrated how climate disasters amplify existing social and economic inequalities rather than equalizing them. Black Americans predominantly live in the South's climate-vulnerable zones and urban heat islands, a direct result of historical redlining. Though these communities face disproportionate climate risks, many prioritize immediate economic and healthcare challenges over environmental concerns. True climate justice must address intersecting challenges: how extreme heat compounds issues of police surveillance, how prisons lack climate control, and how climate gentrification pushes vulnerable residents out as wealthier people seek safer ground in historically Black neighborhoods. The COVID-19 pandemic exposed how structural racism creates deadly health disparities in Black communities. These inequities stem from systems historically designed to privilege white Americans. When discussing pre-existing conditions driving COVID mortality, racism itself is the fundamental condition. Healthcare workforce disparities reflect this systemic bias. The 1910 Flexner Report's closure of 5 Black medical schools created lasting underrepresentation. Only 4% of physicians are Black, while nursing remains 83% white. This matters because patient-provider racial concordance improves health outcomes. Black women face severe healthcare inequities. They experience 2 to 3 times higher maternal mortality rates than white women, shoulder disproportionate unpaid caregiving work worth $470 billion annually, and earn just 61.8 cents per white male dollar, creating additional health-impacting economic stress. Educational funding reveals similar disparities, with predominantly white districts receiving $2,200 for every $1 in non-white districts. COVID-19 merely highlighted existing digital divides, housing instability, and resource gaps affecting Black students. Black girls encounter particular challenges, often mischaracterized as troublemakers rather than scholars. School policies, including discriminatory dress codes targeting Black hairstyles, compound their marginalization. In Lauren Mims's after-school program, participants initially assumed they were chosen for being bad or loud, revealing internalized negative stereotypes. When AI researcher Timnit Gebru raised concerns about ethical AI at Google, her dismissal highlighted how Black women comprise less than 0.5% of Silicon Valley's tech workforce. Similarly, when Deborah Raji revealed Amazon's facial recognition was 30% less accurate for darker female faces, the company dismissed her peer-reviewed findings outright. This reflects a broader pattern of what Brandeis Marshall terms algorithmic assault on Black communities. AI systems show consistent biases. Facial recognition leads to false arrests of Black individuals. Hiring algorithms perpetuate historical discrimination, and healthcare AI underestimates Black patients' needs while criminal justice systems overestimate their risks. The issue transcends mere representation. It's about who shapes technology's development and deployment. The predominantly white tech industry creates solutions without meaningful input from Black communities, resulting in systems that ignore their needs and reinforce existing biases. A more equitable approach would prioritize transparency, accountability, and community involvement. Technical expertise alone, without lived experience, creates dangerous blind spots in systems that increasingly govern our daily lives. Despite Derek Chauvin's conviction for George Floyd's murder, America's criminal legal system remains broken. Of roughly 17,500 police killings between 2005-2021, only 140 officers were indicted and 44 convicted of any crime. Black men are 2 to 3 times more likely to be killed by police than white men, facing disproportionate rates of stops, searches, and arrests, despite being less likely to possess contraband. Reform efforts wrongly assume the system needs minor fixes. The reality? America imprisons 2.15 million people, 9 times Germany's rate, while employing 800,000 police officers who kill over 1,000 people yearly and hospitalize 80,000 more. Black women, often overlooked in mass incarceration discussions, bear extraordinary burdens. Nearly 10 million have had an incarcerated family member. When Black men enter the system, women shoulder the costs: bail, legal fees, commissary accounts, phone bills, and visitation expenses. True justice centered on Black communities would shift mental health crisis response from police, develop violence interruption programs, implement consent education, and strengthen social safety nets to reduce economic insecurity. The Federal Reserve's 2020 policy framework now prioritizes reducing labor market disparities, shifting from aggregate employment metrics to focus on inclusive economic growth and workplace discrimination's impact. Black families own 13 cents for every dollar of white wealth and face double the unemployment rate. While mainstream economics often blames individual choices, stratification economics reveals how dominant groups benefit from maintaining these disparities across class lines. The Black Women Best Framework, developed by Angela Hanks and Janelle Jones, argues that policies enabling Black women to thrive would create an economy that works for everyone, given their unique exposure to multiple systemic barriers. HBCUs face distinct challenges in preparing students for automation while operating with less funding than predominantly white institutions. The Black-white student loan gap grows 7.2% annually, with median Black borrowers still owing 95% of their original balance after 20 years. An economy designed for Black prosperity would require federal job guarantees, public banking, national health insurance, universal broadband, and targeted reparations to address the $840,900 per household wealth gap. When we center Black expertise in addressing America's challenges, we discover solutions that benefit everyone. The Black Agenda demonstrates how policies designed with Black Americans in mind create better outcomes, from economic mobility to environmental justice to healthcare access. Contributors combine academic rigor with lived experience navigating America's racial landscape. Public health experts show how community approaches from the HIV crisis inform pandemic response. AI researchers reveal how diverse teams mitigate algorithmic bias. Urban planners demonstrate how racial equity in transportation and housing creates more livable cities for all. The solutions offer concrete pathways forward. Stratification economics provides frameworks for closing racial wealth gaps. Intersectional environmentalism shows how climate policies must address historical environmental racism. The Black Women Best Framework demonstrates how centering Black women's needs in economic policy creates broader prosperity. The question isn't whether we can afford to center Black expertise, it's whether we can afford not to. Systems designed for those most marginalized ultimately work better for everyone, creating a more just and prosperous society for all Americans. This isn't about charity. It's about acknowledging that Black expertise offers solutions we desperately need.